little bit different take on everything today. This podcast is slowly evolving, I think, as in growing as I am. And I'm 40 now. I have two young kids. One of them's 4 months or so. One of them's 2 years and 3 or 4 months, something like that. And I don't even know what it is, but I think it's a normal thing that I'm going through that most people go through. And, you know, I remember at one point when I was younger, I would say to myself, if I could live in a whole life and do it over again, I would do the exact same thing and I would trade the exact same way. And I just loved what I was doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But as things happen, things move on, you change and you evolve and you want to become, you know, the best version of yourself, which sometimes you can't see where that's going. And for me, I think what's kind of bubbled up inside of me is a desire to not be in front of the screen short-term trading near as much as I used to be. And I've talked about this before. At one point in my career, it's all I wanted to do. And I still will do it sometimes when it makes sense or it's very busy or there's good opportunities, but it's just becoming less and less of a draw for me. And it's not because there's anything wrong with that style. It's just because I'm finding myself thinking a lot bigger for me than I used to. I'm so grateful that I got into this and that I've had the opportunity to do very well and make enough money where I can kind of have the option to stay home with my kids more and focus on bigger picture stuff. And I've always been a curious person who likes to try new technology, try new things, and kind of get lost in where the world's going. I've always loved doing that. And I integrated that in my own way into my trading. I would find themes or things that were popping up or coming on the radar that were new. And I would get in there and use my short-term trading skills and I would trade around that. And now kind of where I'm leaning towards is still using those trading skills, but having a bigger picture view on it and getting in there at times of panic and maybe picking up a longer-term position, trading around it a little bit and then looking for something larger and even doing some private investments that are part of these themes if I can find or figure out how to do that, and watching and studying and reading more and doing less trading. That's what's happening with me. Sometimes I don't trade much at all during the week, and that was unheard of before. And I think, you know, special circumstances aside, it's going to continue in that direction and go even to a different direction that I can't foresee at the moment. And what I want to talk about today, though, is some of how that happens so a few layers. First of all, it's all you. And what I mean when I say it's all you is all your trading is really you distilled into something that works uniquely that is not going to be the same for anybody else. So, you know, some of these, I joined a lot of groups and picked up some ideas. You kind of lose yourself a little bit when you join a group as well. So you have to be very careful about how you pick up things that help you and then also don't lose yourself. So I had a discovery period for the last couple of years where I picked up some good stuff, and now I'm kind of getting out of that and going back to myself more. And when I say it's all about you, it's so me, it's easier to tell my story than anyone else who's listening because you know yourself better than anybody else. But so I'm curious, I'm into new things. I like seeing what people are doing. What are people's kids doing? What am I interested in? Where is there strong opinions in the world? Where are things trending? And I'll get to where I think that is right now. But and when that pops up for me, there's just something in me that goes off where I'm interested. I want to read more. The time kind of disappears. I found myself with sports cards like a year and a half ago before the pandemic, getting into sports cards like I did when I was a kid. And I went down that rabbit hole for a while. And then I've been in and out of crypto many times. In 2016, 2017 was big crypto. And then it kind of stopped. And now I've been heavy into crypto the last year and right now I'm really looking at crypto a lot. And it kind of keeps going and going like that. But I keep bringing my unique stuff into what I do. And yeah, you know, you learn things from people about how to execute a trade better. But really what it comes down to is you have that conviction and that belief that what you're doing is exciting to you. And when it's exciting to you, you figure out a way to turn it into play. And when it's play, you make money in it. You just figure out a way to do it. And that's something that the reason you do that is because you don't want to drop it. You don't want to quit. You're not just in it for the money. So you find a way to buy that spot that maybe looks ugly and difficult to somebody else. But for you, you're using it. You believe in it. And sort of what I'm saying is, I mean, some people poke fun of the old Peter Lynch strategy where he would jump on the mattress and if it was soft and he liked it, he'd go home and buy the stock and things like that. And I think that if you're if you're a curious person who's into new things, that can work very well for you. If you're late, then of course that doesn't work as well because everyone already figured that out. So again, it's like everything can work for some people, but not others. But it's bringing your unique self into what you do. And everyone, there's so many good traders who have a good following, but there's all these disciples of those traders then, and those disciples lose themselves and they have to learn to pull what they need and then make their own way. That's the only way you're going to really get good at it and really do well, is to fit, like play out your thing in the market. And you can get help from others, but you can't be somebody else. And I honestly have, I continue to learn that. I think that lesson is almost fully learned over here, probably about fully learned, but even 10 years in, it wasn't fully learned. I would sink back into like, you know, I'd try this strategy because someone else is doing well with it. And it always would go back to deeply connecting with me in the market. So that's my first message that I wanted to deliver. And the second one, probably more zooming out, but more important just for life in general, is, I know we've heard this before in many books, self-help books and other things, but the way this whole operation works in my head, and you can call it the universe or whatever you want to say, whatever we're doing here, the way this all seems to work is it conspires to work in your favor when you focus on things that are positive that you want in your life and you stop thinking and talking about things that you don't want. It sounds so simple, very difficult to do on a daily basis. You're tired, you have a headache, your kids are up at night, someone did something to you. Another difficult one is someone did something to you, or the market did something to you that seems inexcusable or unfair or just flat out unjust. And it's the ability for you to take accountability for that, even though you feel like you didn't deserve it, but on some level you did because it was part of your experience. So everything that comes into your experience is a lesson that you have earned or you deserve in some way or fashion. And it's very hard to swallow that. But if you can swallow that and just kind of take that punch and move through it gracefully, there's something on the other side of that that's very precious, I think. And it leads to this momentum that you build about staying positive and staying very grounded into what you're doing. And you start to feel yourself more and just move to that, like that uniqueness, the first part of the podcast, that natural you, and you start moving that direction. And what happens is people start showing up in your life around you who help you with that. You get the right mentor at the right time. You get the right stock idea at the right time. You get, you know, you're introduced to a situation that leads you to an idea or whatever it is. You know, it could, people on here are doing anything from retirement investing to, I don't know, businesses to, I'm assuming a lot of people are short-term trading, which is what I did a lot of in the beginning, especially, but it doesn't really matter what it is, because these principles are the big important things that no one's talking about necessarily in the groups. And this is the stuff that actually matters, because you can figure out the other stuff, but if you don't get this right, if you can't stay strong mentally and staying strong mentally, I carried a journal around the last few months, and I had to write down every time I complained, even in my head, about something all day long. And it's painful, you know, it's hard, it's annoying to carry the journal around and do it. But I did that. And then, you know, everyone's heard of a gratitude journal, and I started to figure out I always start and quit. And I started having an app on my phone, and it reminded me every day at 9 o'clock at night to write down three things I'm grateful for and how it made me feel in the little phone app. And that was, for whatever reason, that was easy, and it stuck. So, you know, it could be like, every time I turn on my coffee, I meditate for 2 minutes, or my coffee machine, or whatever you do. Okay, great. Maybe that works. Maybe it doesn't. But it's just finding little things that stick for these new behaviors. So that stuck for me. I don't do the complaining journal anymore because I got really good at complaining a lot less about anything. I still do it, but I got better. It was something that I had a problem with. And for me, it's injustice. I would get just so pissed off about something that wasn't fair, because I want to take accountability in my life for anything. The problem is I didn't want to take accountability for stuff that I feel like I didn't deserve. But then I realized that you deserve everything that you get on some level, and how you react to it is what happens. And everyone's heard this spiel at some point, but there's a place where it clicks and you actually start doing it. And then it feels like everything's conspiring in your favor. And I feel like that's a place that I'm moving into now. And life is just so much easier. Trading is so much easier that way. You just naturally stay away when you feel when it's not right, and you stay away. And then when you're in there, you're in there at the right times. It's not perfect. It is sort of a magic in a way, but it's not, hokey pokey or some kind of a, I don't know, you know, fairy tale thing. It's more of a alignment with something deeper, and it can be had by anybody. And I feel like performers who go to a very high level, it's kind of like a flow or a zone as an athlete. But I'm speaking of a little bit of a bigger picture flow, not like a daily flow. Like, you know, everyone has it where they're in a zone for a couple of days or a couple of weeks. But this is more of like a longer term flow where you're in a state of understanding yourself at a deep level. And when it doesn't feel right, you're not forcing it. And you accept accountability for everything that happens to you, even things you don't like. And when you do that, you are surprised and even shocked by what comes and how it builds. So that's where I am at, where I'm at right now, and where I want to stay, and I want to keep getting stronger in that area, because I think that's the ultimate way to, you know, make the most amount of money in your business or your job, and also be happier and continue to just push towards your full potential.